Track 7. Last month, we heard the final episode in the long-running London Landmark series. We're now going to start on a new feature, produced by our own Just Talk team, Norfolk Landmarks. The first piece has been written by Alison Applin, and it takes us to Haydon Village. If you drive from Norwich to Holt, there are somewhat beguiling signs to this village. I think the signs say Heritage Village. Here is Neil to read Alison's introduction to Haydon Village.
Tucked away off the Holt Road, yet only 3 miles from Reefham, Haydon Village is an example of rural England as it used to be. I first discovered this little gem in the mid-1970s, and it has remained one of my favourite places in Norfolk. Haydon is one of those last remaining privately owned villages in Britain, and in 1971 it was named as Norfolk's first conservation area. At its centre is the village green with its ornate well, erected in 1887 to mark Queen Victoria's Golden Jubilee. The green is bounded on one side by the Church of St Peter and St Paul and a row of traditional red brick labourers' cottages. On the opposite side are some larger, more gentrified houses. All of the dwellings are covered in wisteria and rose blossoms in the summer months, and the cottage gardens are ablaze with colour. The village also boasts a pub, the Earl Arms, and an award-winning tea rooms. Although there have been no new buildings since the well in 1887, in recent years some former agricultural buildings behind the pub have been converted to cater for modern life, with a clothing and interior studio, a beauty barn and a hairdresser. But this is a discreet and tasteful development and has not detracted from the oldie-worldy charm of the village. At the end of the only road in and out of the village, known simply as The Street, are the gates to Haydon Hall, an Elizabethan manor house, surrounded by open parkland. In the 17th century, the hall was owned by Erasmus Earle, an English politician and lawyer, and friend of Oliver Cromwell. In 1756, the heiress to the estate, Mary Earle, married William Bulwer from nearby Wood Dawling, and the hall is still in the hands of their descendants. The hall is not open to the public, but one is permitted to walk through the parkland with its impressive collection of ancient oak and chestnut trees and to admire the hall from the outside. The Earl Arms pub is named after Erasmus Earle, one-time lord of the manor. It has seen some internal modernisation in recent years to cater for the need for more substantial sustenance to soak up the beer, but the external features are exactly as they were when I first saw it 50-odd years ago. The Church of St Peter and St Paul, dating from the 15th century, contains an original rood screen and some medieval wall paintings, which were only uncovered in 1971. There are some contemporary newspaper cuttings in the north aisle explaining the scenes depicted. The church featured in the film The Go-Between, and indeed the village has been used as the setting for many other films. What makes Haydon a special place for me is that you have to actually be going to it. Because the road ends at the end of Park, it's impossible to pass through it on your way to somewhere else. It has been the scene for me of many happy family gatherings, from birthday parties to picnics. The pleasure of buying a pint in the pub on a sunny day and taking it out onto the green to drink it with a round of sandwiches in the company of friends and families is a special pleasure indeed. And it was the perfect place to set up a treasure hunt for one of our daughter's birthday celebrations, maybe her 9th or 10th, and safe in the knowledge that no one would have removed the clues because the place was visited by so few people, even on a weekday in August. If you already know Haydon, I'm sure you will understand why it holds a special place in my heart. If you don't know it, then it remains a place for you to discover. Just don't tell too many people about it, will you?
Thank you, Neil. Let's hope that the future Norfolk landmarks are as interesting as this one.